Well, the other thing we're going to have, and I wanted to do this right at the welcome and announcements, naturally we're going to have the chrismon tree in the sanctuary. A little different this time because we're going to have the chrismons already on the tree rather than having folks come up and get the chrismons and put them up on the tree. But we're going to do the order of worship. You'll see later on, and it's laid out on the inline service. But the blessing of the chrismon tree. The chrismon tree is a sign that began in a Lutheran church up in Danville, Virginia. But the chrismon tree is something that's really special. It's green naturally, and the evergreen tree is covered with the sign of Christ, such as stars and crosses and all that. But we want to ask a blessing for the chrismon tree. Holy Lord, we come with joy to celebrate the birth of your Son, who rescued us from the darkness of sin by making the cross a tree of life and light. May this tree, arrayed in splendor, remind us of the life-giving cross of Christ, that we may always rejoice in the new life that shines in our hearts. And we ask through this in Jesus' precious name, amen. And also in the sanctuary, being it's the first Sunday in Advent, we have the Advent wreath, and we'll be lighting the candles and participating in that. The Advent wreath, as you know, is just a simple circle of evergreen branches, and it's a sign of life without end, and the four candles encircle it, and of course we have the white candle in the middle, which is normally called the Christ candle. And we'll be doing a Christmas Eve service in church, and we're trying to do everything as possible to have a wonderful, wonderful worship experience, even with these trying times. So hear the blessing of the Advent wreath. Christ came to bring us salvation and has promised to come again. Let us pray that we may always be ready to welcome him. Come, Lord Jesus. That the keeping of Advent may open our hearts to God's love, and that the light of Christ may penetrate the darkness of sin. And with this wreath, may it constantly remind us to prepare for the coming of Christ. That Christmas season may be filled with joy and peace as we strive to follow the example of Jesus. So, loving God, your church here at Bethel joyfully awaits the coming of its Savior, who enlightens our hearts, dispels the darkness and the ignorance of sin. Put forth your blessing upon all of us as we participate in lighting of the candles on this wreath, and may the light reflect the splendor of Christ, who is Lord forever and ever. And I think the Advent wreath, especially this time, is really special because we are in a state of Advent leading up to celebrating the birth of Christ. Now, we know that he has already come. But the other part of the Advent season is staying in Advent for his soon return. And that's why we celebrate. It's a wonderful time of the year. So I hope and pray you can be with us in church sometime soon. And if not, by all means, enjoy this special Advent service online. Amen.